Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. At least 17 Palestinians, including children, were killed on Thursday in an Israeli strike on a school as U.S. and Israeli negotiators plan to gather in Doha. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The Israeli military said it had hit a Hamas command and control center embedded in a former school. There had been hopes that the killing of Hamas's leader Yahya Sinwar last week might provide an opening to end the fighting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East this week. He was in Doha Thursday and spoke at a news conference with Qatar's prime minister.
We had an opportunity today to talk about the way forward on the effort to bring the hostages home and to get a ceasefire. Partly this involves an assessment of exactly where Hamas stands in the wake of the death of Sinwar. We talked about that. We talked about options to capitalize on this moment and next steps to move the process forward.
As the war moves into its second year, the death toll from the Israeli campaign in Gaza is approaching 43,000.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Russian President Vladimir Putin has presided at the closing session of a summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies, hailing its role as a counterbalance to the West. The three-day summit in the city of Kazan was attended by leaders or representatives of 36 countries, highlighting the failure of U.S.-led efforts to isolate Russia over Ukraine. The conflict came up repeatedly at the meeting, which saw the development of alternatives to Western-dominated payment systems. The alliance that initially included Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa has expanded to embrace Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. Putin said the countries share similar aspirations and values and a vision of a new democratic global order. This is VOA News. A tropical storm battering the Philippines leaves dozens of people dead in flooding and landslides. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The aftermath of the storm has also swept away cars and prompted authorities to scramble for motorboats to rescue trapped villagers, some on roofs. Rescue workers helped many trapped locals carry their babies to safety, some floating in buckets and floodwaters. Others clung to tightly by their mothers and fathers as they clambered onto rescue trucks and boats. The storm began to move away from the coast of the northwestern Philippine province of Ilocos Sur towards the South China Sea, with sustained winds of up to 59 miles per hour and gusts up to 71 miles per hour. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkey has struck suspected Kurdish militant targets in Syria and Iraq for a second day after a deadly attack on the premises of a key defense company. Drones belonging to the National Intelligence Organization on Thursday targeted numerous strategic locations used by the Kurdistan Workers Party, the PKK, or its affiliates. The targets included military, intelligence, energy, infrastructure facilities, and ammunition depots. Turkish officials have blamed the attack at the headquarters of the aerospace and defense company TUSAS on the PKK. The group hasn't commented. The attack on the defense company killed at least five people. According to a UN report, the world is on pace for significantly more warming without immediate climate action. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
It is a dark moment.
Johan Rockström, the director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Research, talking about a United Nations Environment Program report.
Unfortunately, the UNEP/GAP report 2024 just confirms what we've been seeing over several years now, that we're not making progress. Actually, we are making things more and more high risk, potentially even unmanageable for humanity.
That's because the world is on path to get 3.2 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than it is now. A goal set in 2015 was to limit human-caused warming to 2.7 degrees. One way to slow the global warming?
It requires, to begin with, that the global emission of greenhouse gases are reduced by 7.5% per year between now and 2030.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will significantly reduce the number of new immigrants in the country after acknowledging his government failed to get the balance right coming out of the pandemic. Trudeau's Liberal government had targeted bringing in 500,000 new permanent residents in both 2025 and 2026. Trudeau now says next year's target will be 395,000 new permanent residents, which will continue to fall to 380,000 in 2026 and 365,000 in 2027. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.